music soothes the soul. For a group of Ann Arbor area musicians, performing music is their outlet. This is Lisa Berry, and you're listening to the University of Michigan Life Sciences Orchestra. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU are two members of that orchestra, Kara Gavin. Kara is a science and medical writer for the university and a French horn player. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And Whit Freilich. Whit is a second-year med school student at the University of Michigan, and he's a cello player. And you brought your instrument with you.
I did.
Tell us first, Kara, about the orchestra.
Well, this is a really, I think, a unique ensemble in our area, although there's now one in Detroit as well, but we'll talk about that. But we started back in the fall of 2000, a resident and a couple of med students who had been playing chamber music together got together and went to the director of the arts program at the hospital, the one that does all the performances and exhibits in the hospital, and said, you know, wouldn't it be great if we had an orchestra just for people in science and medicine? And I happened to run into her in the hall, and she said, you know, we're having this meeting. You want to come? And basically, we got the meeting together. We put out a flyer. We said, we're going to start an orchestra. And we got, you know, dozens and dozens of people interested. And that's how it started. And here we are 17 years later, performing two concerts a year for free for the community. But more importantly, bringing together literally dozens of people from across the university and the alumni community to make music together outside of our jobs in science and medicine and engineering.
Can you give us an example of some of the members?
It's an incredible gamut. So just in the cello section where Whit sits, we have a mathematician who does biological modeling. We have an epidemiologist. We have med students. In the French horn section where I'm at, we have a health economist, a dental student, a chemical engineering student, and a veterinarian who went to U of M. So it's just this wide range of people, different professions who otherwise would never have met. These are people who, you know, in their silos of biomedical engineering or public health, you know, they work with people in their profession, in their field, or at the hospital, they interact with different types of people. But this brings them together in a new way, and you can be sitting next to someone who outranks you, quote unquote, you know, in the medical hierarchy of resident, you know, medical student, resident, attending, senior professor, but they could be a worse musician than you, and you're teaching them something. But we really have fun together, and we forget about that whole rank thing, we forget about that whole discipline thing. We say, you know, that we're here for the music. And we're very fortunate to have conductors who are learning the art of conducting through the U of M conducting program, which is one of the best in the country. And Professor Ken Kiesler gives us some of his best students to conduct us and to act as assistant conductors as well.
Whit is a second-year med school student at the University of Michigan. Congratulations, first of all, on that accomplishment.
Thank you.
How do you have time to play in an orchestra?
Well, they actually work around us as well as the staff members and a few professors who are in the orchestra as well. We rehearse just once a week, the expectation that practice on our own when we can fit it in, and then we'll all come together Sunday evenings to put it together as an orchestra.
Why did you join?
I joined because I've kind of played the cello since third grade, and I've been in an orchestra all the way through, and it's something that has given me an outlet outside of what I do. I was a math econ major, and then I decided to go to med school. But kind of through all of that, I've played the cello and found that it adds something, I think, to my experience. I get to meet people who I wouldn't otherwise.
You work out your stresses and the pressure of med school while playing in the University of Michigan Life Sciences Orchestra?
To the extent I can, I think.
So give us an example. You've had a really hard day. You get there and you hit your cello, and what would we hear? So how do you feel? Do you feel better? Do you feel relief? Do you feel relaxed?
Yeah.
There actually studies that have looked at the way music can help people release some stress or heal, actually, in the healing environment, too, and the importance of music in looking at patients who experience music when they're in our hospitals, and we have bedside musicians who go and visit them, and that's another part of the Gifts of Art program that we are part of, that the orchestra is part of. And I think for our individual members, they have stressful jobs. They're coming straight from the lab sometimes, in their scrubs sometimes, and, you know, it's a way to just get away from all that.
Do you have to audition to get in?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Oh, yes.
So it's not just for anybody.
Oh, no. You do have to audition, and it can be very competitive on some of the seats. Actually, there was a year where I was an alternate in the French horn section because we had so many good players.
And you play some pretty intense pieces. You've got a concert coming up. Tell us some of the songs we'll hear.
Sure. So the piece that Whit just played is actually from Glinka's Ruslan and Ludmilla Overture, which is a really wonderful and very melodic piece. Our assistant conductor, Nicholas Tam, is going to conduct that. And then we're doing the 1919 Firebird Suite from Stravinsky. So this is adapted from a ballet he wrote that's about a mythical creature that helps someone save 12 princesses, I believe it is. There's a song of the princesses in the suite. Beautiful work. And actually, many people probably know the Firebird. They just don't know they know it. And then we're doing Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, which is known as the Pathétique. It was his last symphony. He died a week after it premiered. Even for people who have never gone to an orchestra concert before, this would be a great chance to just come hear it. It's free. It's at Hill Auditorium, one of the best halls in the country, and it is, we think we do an okay job of performing. You know, we've been told we're all right.
Well, do you feel expectations are high because you are part of this Ann Arbor multi-talented community?
This is an orchestra of type A people. I'll just put it that way.
And we have repeat customers.
So the concert is Saturday, January 21st.
Hill Auditorium, 8 o'clock. Our conductor for most of the program is Todd Craven, who actually went to U of M for conducting, is now working in Florida.
Do any of the orchestra members come running in late in scrubs, or they were in surgery?
We had one concert, oh my goodness, where we had actually a horn player who, he basically said, you know, guys, I'm going to miss the first bit of the concert because I have a patient I have to go check on. And it's, you know, it happens. But obviously our professions come first. This is what we do because we love it, because we're, you know, amateurs. The true meaning of amateurs is to love something. And that's why we do it.
Kara Gavin, science and medical writer for the University of Michigan and second year U of M med school student Whit Frelick. Looking forward to the concert, the U of M Life Sciences Orchestra, this Saturday at Hill Auditorium. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.